This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's two reasons why you're listening to this today. One, you know me and support me. Two, you're a nosy old shy. Either way, I'm happy to have you. You're listening to episode 9 of the Unedited Podcast.
Do you think you can handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
So this episode is dedicated to Jacob Sutherland Carey. 2nd of June 2017, Jacob was born at 22 weeks and he is the son of my previous guest, Claire Carey. You might have heard Claire mention that she had 5 children at home, but in actual fact, she is the mother to 6 children. And it's only when the mic was down that we started to talk about Jacob and the experience and the loss that she suffered. And it's because the mic was down that I wanted to talk about it. It's never a subject I thought I would speak about on the podcast because I've never experienced, thankfully, the loss of a child or the loss of an infant. She has, and she shared that with me. And thankfully, she has decided to allow me to share that with you. This episode is a snippet of a conversation that we had discussing our experience and what she went through. And the intention that I have with sharing this with you today is that it creates an awareness to allow women to speak more freely about the loss of their infants and the loss of their children, to not be afraid of the awkward atmosphere that they might create by bringing that to somebody. Everybody deserves to be counted and every name deserves to be mentioned. So although this episode is dedicated to Jacob, it's in memory of every infant ever lost, every woman that has ever suffered in silence, for every family member that asks, what if? I hope this helps. So just to touch back on loss and how it's moulded you and stuff, you've had many losses. You've lost your mum, your dad, your brother, and you've lost a child.
Yeah. So in 2017, I had a little boy, Jacob. Mm. Basically, I had Aaron, Nathan and Shay. And Shay was like the dream baby in 2016. Right. So I thought, I definitely want another baby straight away.
Yeah.
So I got pregnant pretty quick and everything was going grand, I thought. And at 22 weeks, I had a bit of a bleed and I went in and they said the baby had been dead a few weeks, unfortunately. Now, I know that's probably very triggering for some people to be getting into that, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's an interesting thing though, because when I asked you how many children you had you had 5 babies at home, and you make a point of saying that you have 5 babies at home.
Do, yeah.
So it's so important for, what's your baby's name?
Jacob.
So it's so important for Jacob to be counted.
Yeah.
And like for anybody that's listening to this podcast, because like, infant loss is such a big thing.
Yeah.
And it's like people don't really want to talk about it because they're nearly afraid of how they're going to make other people feel.
100%.
So you don't want to feel like awkward about it. Yeah. But you should absolutely talk about it. And I think the fact that we are talking about it, it will be really like helpful to so many people. Like instantly I know so many people already that would appreciate the fact that you're...
Yeah. Well, something I did learn from my nana was she had twins that died years ago, but she always counted them as part of our family. So we always said that, well, my nana has six kids and she had twins that died. You know, so it was important for my nana's family to make sure that her two boys were always part of the family. So equally, it's important for us to make sure that Jacob is always counted as part of our family.
Yeah.
So as you said, I will say I've five at home. But if somebody asked me the question specifically, how many kids have you got? I would say I had six, but I've five at home.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to forget that I had him. Like he was here and he was an important part of our lives for the shortest period that he was here.
And like from the moment that you find out that you're expecting a baby, you instantly have a connection, an idea of what your life is going to be like. And, and for that to then change in a moment.
Oh, like.
And to have that empty loss.
It was horrendous. Like, it definitely the worst loss. Like, I know it's hard to kind of categorize what has happened like with loss, but like it was a different level, it was a different grief, it was very difficult because you're it's what you could have had, it's everything, like it was just so hard to process, like it was the hardest thing to process. Like if anything, I know you're saying about me being positive and all, but if anything would have brought me to breaking point, that was the thing. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was looking at Shay, who was only 14 months, and I was like, how do I go on? How do I live my life? And I think that's something that I've learned about not thinking too far ahead. Mm. And that's what something I'd say to people who are going through a loss is don't think, how can I live my life? How can I go on? Just do it day by day, because you can't, like that's what'll break you, thinking how can I live my, how can I, you know, go through their birthday, how can I.
And do you do anything on those days, his birthday, to do you mark it, or
just really we talk about them and we go to the graveyard and they're kind of the little things. Like I suppose we're still really in the grieving process for that, for Jacob, because we still don't have a headstone.
Right.
That's one thing. And my partner John is constantly at me saying, we need a headstone. We just buy, I have the money there, we'll get the headstone. But it's, to me, it's very final.
I
can't do that part.
Yeah.
Even though it's like 5 years. But even
because if, I suppose with Jacob, like you're carrying them with you all the time and you always will.
You look at the other kids, like, you know, I had two girls after him.
Yeah.
And it, like, that's the thing. You have to take your blessings. Like, and I'm like, would I have even had the two girls if he was still here?
Mm.
You know, and like Molly came next and absolutely the rainbow child. She's just, she's a whirlwind. She's every bar of me, actually.
Right.
She looks like me, she's an attitude, she's a confidence about her, you know, she's gonna do great things. Would we have even had them, you know, if Jacob was still here? You know, so you kind of,
it's a million, like, what would have been, or
you
know, what ifs, isn't it, like that. You, so you're saying about grieving process, I'd imagine that will never go away, because each year you'll imagine he would have been this age, and he would what would he have looked like.
And the bigger the kids are getting, you're kind of looking going, well, he would have slotted in here, or you know, it's you think about it all the time. I don't think my nana still talks about her twins, you know, so it's obviously something that never leaves you. One thing that I said on my last pregnancy on Nancy, I was saying to my nana, I don't know now if I'm ready to finish up having kids, and you know, I don't have that feeling like that I'm finished. I mean, and I said, that'll never leave you. That feeling will never go, because you're always feeling like, is there something missing? you know.
And is she saying that because of your loss of Jacob, or yeah, just as a mother, like,
just, yeah, she just thinks because of losing him that I'll always have that feeling that I need to fill a gap. Which
I totally get that, yeah, actually. Yeah. Yeah, like, for example, I have a daughter and I've never experienced, I've never lost any children. I had a miscarriage, thankfully. And, but, you know, I really, really wanted my daughter, like, from the minute, like, it, she was even an idea.
Yeah.
And I know now that she's here, even though, like, you know, life is a bit crazy with her. But mm-hmm. I know she's destined for siblings, and that I will have other children. So I know that they're there. Like, it probably makes no sense, but I know, like, it's like me body. I know there's a place or there's space for more children. So I suppose when you're experiencing a loss, it was just like you never got to that part with him. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a yearning, sort of, is it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, it's kind of that feeling, like, but yeah,
I'm actually delighted that we decided to talk about Jacob. I'm very sorry for your loss, and I really appreciate you sharing your story here, because I know, and it's so sad that you can't openly just talk about him lightly and freely, and talk about that situation without worrying about how awkward other people are going to feel. And hopefully with more awareness and more chats and stuff, people feel like that they can share their losses or share their children's and honour their name. So,
definitely.
I'm delighted we spoke about him. So after Jacob was born, you had Molly.
Yeah.
So what was it like then? How different was it towards your previous pregnancies? Like, because I'd imagine you had all this fear and...
Yeah. So, like, I'd had four babies at that stage. So, you know, on Jacob, I would have been quite confident about your pregnancy. And you think, I'm grand, you know everything. And, you know, like, it's fine. And then it was a complete different ballgame on Molly. Mm. Like, the fear every single week. For the first while, I was getting scans every week. When I got to a certain, I can't remember whether it was after 12 weeks, they scanned me every week till 22 weeks. And I was in the early pregnancy unit and all those sorts of things. I actually didn't go to the early, even though I had appointments in the early pregnancy unit, I didn't go because I was afraid of what they were going to say, you know. And then, like, every week, in the build up to, so Jacob was born at 22 weeks. So every week in the build up of that, I was thinking, right, well, they said he had died a few weeks before. What about now? What about this week? And every single week. Mm. Of course, when you can feel your baby moving, that's the main thing. Like, you know, that was the big thing for me. Once I could feel the baby moving.
Mm. But, like, in some cases, that can take a really long time to kick in.
I know.
You know, like, depending on where the baby is placed. Exactly. Like,
and that's what I would have thought with Jacob. Mm. And even, like, some of the little things that I thought were little kicks, and then it wasn't what I thought.
So, after the 22-week mark, did you start to get a little bit, or were you still very nervous?
It wasn't a great pregnancy. Like, I still kept thinking in the back of my mind, something's going to go wrong.
Mm.
You know, I suppose, like, yeah, it was the whole pregnancy up until the very end, actually. Then I relaxed. Mm. And my partner, John, he was the opposite. So at the very end, he thought, you know, this is the part, we know there's a baby and the baby's perfect. What if something goes wrong now, right at the end?
Yeah.
So he was panicking at the end, but I was like, no. I've grown this baby. This baby's healthy and it's coming. Yeah. Now, say when she was coming, she shot out like a bat out of health. I was an hour and 20 minutes or something.
She's nearly like, I'm grand.
Yeah. Relax. That's exactly what she was like. Yeah. But, and then I was grand. Like, you know, I came home and John was like, geez, you're in the best frame of mind after all the kids on Molly. Because I was just like, she's here. She's safe. I've done it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
She's healthy.
Did that relax you for your following pregnancy?
No.
Do you know what though, even like I said, thankfully I haven't experienced anything like that. And but your nerves, first time pregnant, like your absolute nerves. I remember, like, had to get to 12 weeks, couldn't tell a soul, wouldn't even tell my bestest friend I was pregnant, because I really needed her. you know, I was after losing my nanny and I just, yeah. I needed her so much. So I didn't want to, I just didn't want to tempt fate at all. I was like, no, don't say anything.
Yeah.
So I got to 12 weeks and that was grand. But I didn't really relax now at all. I was very, very nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous. And then when she came, so I was nervous right up saying, I just need to get her here. I just need to get her here. And I had a bit of a traumatic birth. And eventually she got here and she's deadly.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was born, then I was like, okay, right, I need to keep you alive for 6 months, they say. You know, like, oh, I was like, so I used to be in, like, checking her all the time. Geez. And just the nerves. So I think once I got her to the 6 month, and I was running to COVID as well now.
Yeah.
She was only 3.5 weeks and I was into forced lockdown.
Yeah.
My husband had to go to work. I was on my own here with a baby. I had no help, no support. I was like, had to figure out this shit. In a way, it was amazing. Like, she only fell asleep on me today. She's 2.5 now. Aww. On the couch while I was taking my lunch. And I decided to just sit and let her snuggle and we had a little rest. And I remembered that time, them days where I just had to sit on the couch and let her snuggle. And I thought, look at her now, like, she's half my size. Do you know, just, like, it's treasuring it. But after the 6 months, I was like, oh, shite, now I have to stay alive. Do you know, like, so I suppose, like, yeah, it's the whole thing is just a whirlwind of emotions, isn't it?
Oh God, yeah, it's very hard. It's brilliant. It's the most amazing thing you can do with your body, like,
you think of, yeah.
It's unbelievable what you can do. But yeah,
it's unfortunate though, the nerves, because I had a client in who's on her first baby as well.
Yeah.
And she's 26 weeks and she's very, very nervous, you know, like, about the whole process. And I can't take away from it.
Oh, definitely.
The nerves, you know, like.
Definitely,
It's a really hard one because you're so nervous about it that you're missing out on all of the incredible things about pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I know, it's unfortunate, isn't it? Like,
yeah. When you think of all we've to deal with.
I know.
And then they come out like ungrateful little shites.
Or mad. They're probably at home now wrecking me house and wrecking John's head, I'd say.
Would they not be all in bed now?
Well, they should be. Yeah. They should be asleep.
Mm.
But we shall see.
We shall see. So there you have it. That was Claire's experience, and how amazing was she to share that with us today. And she enjoyed talking about it and I enjoyed listening. So talk about yours, and if you want to mention your child, please do. And if you want to share your loss, definitely, definitely do, because it can be so amazingly, incredibly helpful. And everyone deserves to be counted and every person deserves to be supported. In true fashion, I share a nanny mantra on nearly every podcast. And one thing that's helped me throughout all my traumas throughout my life is my nanny used to tell me, it falls on the shoulders that can carry you. And it was her way of saying that I was well able, well capable. And that as unfortunate as it was, I was given these experiences and traumas to make me stronger, and because I was strong. And so are you. And although those things fall on your shoulders, you'll carry your baby in your heart forever. This podcast is dedicated to you and every infant ever lost. Keep moving forward. I'll see you again soon, if you're nosy enough. You think you could handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.